Hey everyone, it's Britt Lightning from Vixen and you're watching CMS TV.
Tide right here on your classic metal show with try that one going out by request to Skippy, who actually requested that for you.
I love Silver Tide, man.
I know Chris is a fan of this band, so he will definitely appreciate this.
I think that was like a newer single too, like they attempted a comeback but it didn't happen other than the one song. So
yep. And just before that, we heard Saxon with SOS, that one going out by request to Anthony Carollo. He said 6 days ago was the 112th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. Okay. And although the tragic event can never be forgotten, it did inspire James Cameron to make a movie with the topless Kate Winslet. So I'd say it was worth it. In its honor, I'd like to request SOS by Saxon off of their album Destiny.
Okay.
You know, I never saw that movie, Titanic.
If you just watch the second half, it's great.
Never watched it. Never cared to see it.
Yeah, Kate Winslet, she wasn't that hot to begin with, so seeing her naked was no biggie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I will, as much as this really puts me into faggot territory.
All right.
Once the boat hits the ice, that is a pretty kick-ass movie.
All right.
But leading up to that, all the pomp and circumstance of being on the boat and stuff and building the story between Jack and whatever her name was, you know, it's like, ugh, enough.
Well, I had zero interest in seeing it when it came out, and I have zero interest in seeing it now.
Yeah. You might like the second. I'm seriously, because it's just a lot of chaos.
All right.
It's just a lot of chaos, a lot of people dying and freezing to death and drowning and shit and getting shot because they wouldn't get off the fucking boat and stuff. I mean, there's some good shit in that in the second half. First half, like, no. Oh, Jack, I'm cheating on my husband with Jack, who I met 10 minutes ago. Now I'm sucking his cock.
Was she an AI girl?
No, she was real.
She was a real doll.
Yeah, she was real. I forget what I can't remember what her name was, but and that's bad because it was like the main character in the movie, and I don't remember.
Well, so. I could care less. But anyway, and just before
Rose,
and just before that, we heard. Remember this band? It was kind of a short-lived band, but I remember they got a little bit of airplay. The Law.
Oh yeah, that's like isn't that dude from Bad Company?
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. Why can't I think of anybody's name tonight? What the fuck is wrong with me?
You just got up, got all groggy and shit.
Yeah, well, I should be awake now. It's been 4 hours. What is this? Paul Rogers. God damn it, what's wrong with me?
He did The Law.
Yeah.
So anyway, we played Lay Down the Law. Jerry Kogel, who lives here in the Indiana area. He says, hey, Neely, have a great time at the Bonham gig, brother. Ooh. Wish I could make it, considering it's not too far away.
Well, don't wish, make it.
Yeah. Well, you never know what people's circumstances are, but it'd be about, I don't know, 90-minute drive for him, I think.
Yeah, well, that's too far.
Well,
Too far for me.
No, it's a 100-mile drive for me. It's exactly 100 miles.
You know me. If it's more than 10 miles, it's like a...
Yeah, I know. It's about an hour and 50 minutes for me. But, you know, I figure they're an hour ahead. The show starts at 7. It should be over by 10 at the
latest.
That's 9 my time. 2-hour drive home. I'll be home by 11.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so... It's all good.
Yeah, that works. I mean, believe me, I'm not saying that it's a time thing. I mean, time wise, it's fine. It's just, you know, me and driving.
I know you don't like to drive, but you know, it's Jason Bonham doing Zeppelin, and I've never seen it, and that's the closest it's been to me since he's been touring around doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta go. Plus I got an opportunity to hang out with my nephews, which I rarely get to do these days. I get maybe once, maybe twice a year.
Right.
So it's just like, let's do the boys' night out. Let's go do this thing. Let's go hit up a bar. Let's have a couple of cocktails. Let's have some bar burgers. Let's go see some Zeppelin, man.
Yeah, man.
And call it a night.
You'll have fun. It's really fun.
Oh, dude, I'm so looking forward to it. I've been wanting to see it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard nothing but great things about it. Obviously, you've talked about it here on the show.
Sure.
But I'm going to go see it tomorrow. And I'm, you know, I heard that it was coming and I hit my nephew up. I said, hey, Jason Bonham's bringing a Zeppelin experience not far from where you live. Let's go. I said, get us tickets. Let's go.
Yeah. The thing that's even better, not a bad thing, but it's even better, is the singer, like, you played a song from earlier.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that singer anymore.
Right.
The guy he has now is way better than that guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was 20-some years ago, that release.
Yeah. The bald guy that's the singer now is awesome. I mean, he is really awesome. He's bald Robert Plant.
Yeah. And bald John Bonham.
Yeah. That's right. Pretty much, yeah.
The two baldies are ruling the stage up there.
Mm-hmm. That band is so good that they can get away without trying to fake the gimmick.
Right.
That's how good that band is. It doesn't really have
to throw on a curly Robert Plant wig to pull it off.
Yeah, and you don't need the guitar player dressed like a fucking wizard, you know, to play the songs. It's right. Just he just shows up and plays, and it's great.
Sure.
It's a great time, dude. Only thing you'll hate is that you'll be like, damn, that was fast, because it just snaps.
Well, dude, I'm looking forward to it. The last time I actually heard some quote unquote some real Zeppelin music was the Plant Page tour back in 94. Was it 94?
Wow. Yeah, 30 years ago.
Yeah, so it's been a long time since I rocked and rolled.
And that wasn't good Page Plant there. That was kind of, it was okay, but it wasn't Led Zeppelin, that's for sure.
No, but it was the best I could do. Hey, what could I do?
Yeah. Well, this will definitely be better.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm glad we're going to be able to get together and hang out with the nephews and, you know, experience some Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's a good time for me.
Hell yeah.
All right. So do you have anything in particular?
Let's dig into one of our favorite guys, Sebastian Bach.
All right. Now, my nephew hit me up earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he re-listened to the Sebastian Bach with Air Supply.
Yes.
And he said, holy shit, listening to that Air Supply segment again, it gave me douche chills. I'm with you. Sebastian Bach is a total douche. He can ruin anything. Those guys had to be infuriated.
Oh, yeah. They had to be just totally, totally mad.
Right.
But that being said, dude, I want to write this guy off in the worst way.
Okay.
And I just can't. He's just a douche who makes good music.
Well, he does. He makes solid records. Yeah. Nobody is going to deny that. Mm-hmm. On a personal level, this guy is just one of the worst people to interact with.
He just comes off like a douche in every situation. Always. Has there ever been a time that you watched a video, an interview, in person, anything? Because you've interacted with him in person, yeah, as well.
Many times.
Has there ever been a time where you came around and came out of any interaction, viewing, anything, where you're like, all right, maybe he's not that bad?
No.
He always comes off like a jagoff.
Well, our friend Randy, Rockin' mm-hmm. Randy,
yeah,
he got so enamored with Sebastian. You know, yeah, exactly. That it was just like, what are you doing? And he was adopting all these Sebastian mannerisms and all this stupid bullshit.
Yeah, calling me mother trucker on the phone.
And you and I were both like so like put out with it. It's like, stop it.
Well, dude, didn't he like have problems paying his like rent or his bills or something because he ran up a long distance phone bill talking to Sebastian?
No, not Sebastian.
Was that Stan the man?
Stan the man who
about Sebastian?
About Sebastian. Hundreds of hours of long distance phone calls.
Oh man.
About Sebastian, because this guy, Stan the man, who's a Detroit native,
right,
knew Sebastian when Sebastian first came to the US side with what was his band's name? From Canada.
Kid Wicked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he knew Sebastian in the Kid Wicked days when Kid Wicked would come across the Windsor Bridge and play in the Detroit area. And so he had all these stories.
Yeah.
And so this just enamored Randy to interview this guy endlessly about Sebastian. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and he wanted me to do features and Music's Bottom Line and everything on Stan the Man.
You get Stan the Man on the CMS, which they did. And this guy had absolutely nothing to say.
Nothing.
And then he conned Randy into paying him hundreds of dollars to make all this.
The calendar.
Merch.
Remember the calendar?
The merch for his Wicked Heart Band.
Oh, the liquor and poker tour towels.
Yeah, he had all the laminates that were about seven times bigger than a normal laminate.
Right.
Golf towels and t-shirts and, you know, all the calendar and all this other stuff. Oh, dude, I could make you all your merch.
Great. Dude, those times were so fucking goofy.
They were goofy, and that's when Randy thought he was so huge that he had to get a personal assistant, Bryn.
I remember. I saw Bryn naked.
Yeah. My personal assistant.
Still like, one of the goofiest things ever.
Like, dude, you...
That was my reward for all my help to Wicked Heart, was he took me in a back room at a club and had Bryn get naked for me.
And she had flapjack tits.
Yeah, she did. She definitely
she had
Aunt Jemima's.
Yeah, she had fried egg tits.
Yeah, she definitely had old lady tits, and she was like 22. She had a great ass, though. Ooh. She had a nice ass. She was kind of, other than the tits, she was definitely a Chris Aiken type. I loved it with the little pink hat and the you know, she's what, 5'2" maybe? Yeah,
well, she was a petite girl, but she banged out like what, a couple of kids?
Yeah, before she was 25.
Yeah, she had like the flapjack tits, but she was a shapely girl. And, you know, she would go out to the shows and she'd wear the short skirts. And at the time, the cowboy boots and the skirts, kind of like that Poco video. Remember that Poco video?
Poco video.
I'm telling you, it was. If you saw the video, you know exactly what I'm talking about. See if you can find it. Poco. Well,
Poco has like a million songs.
No. They had a music video that was out, and there's some girl dancing around. She had like the short dress on and the boots. I think it's called Call It Love.
I know nothing about Poco.
Well, I don't either, but I just remember the video. It's called Call It Love. Is that the video?
I don't know.
Yeah. Find it. Well, she was mimicking that look that this chick in this video had, because that was popular look. All right. Right there.
Well, maybe. She's definitely not as good as that girl.
No, I'm just saying the look. This was her comeback.
Come back from where?
They were a 70s band, and they sort of kind of reformed into like the early to mid 90s. And this was their kind of their comeback thing.
I know nothing about this band.
Well, I don't think you would. See that look right there. That's what she was going for. She had the cowboy hat and the little short dress and the cowboy boots. And every time I saw her, like at concerts and stuff, she was always dressed like that.
That's all I can take of Pogo.
I was looking at the video, not the song.
Yeah, I've had enough of the video and the song. Fuck Pogo.
I'll pull that back up and go near the end of the video. I'm not listening for the song. I'm just talking about the video, what Bryn was going for as far as the look. Well, go closer to the end of the video.
There she is.
No, that's not it. There you go. That's what she was going for.
She missed.
See the cowboy boots and the short. See that? That's what she. Every time I saw her, she was kind of dressed like that.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine. What do you think she looks like now?
Who knows? Let's see. That was what 90, or that was like 98 or 2000,
somewhere in there.
2000.
Wicked right? Heart Days, yeah.
So that was 25 years ago, and she was like, what, 20-something at that? So she's 50 now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's 50-something?
Yeah. 13 kids.
But anyway, getting back to Sebastian, you were saying?
Well, hold on. Do you want to go to Sebastian? Or would you like some breaking news, the first demo of the new Randy and the Bud song?
Oh, we have that?
I have some demo music of Randy and the Buds.
Were you aware that Randy was working on new music?
I was not until he started sending me these videos.
Like when? Recently?
Like this week.
Oh. When was the last time you conversed with Randy, like over the phone or face-to-face?
It's been a while. A couple of years. A couple of years? Yeah.
All right. So now he's sending you stuff?
Oh, he always sends me stuff. Me and him, I mean, we correspond on Facebook Messenger. Oh,
I thought, okay. I forgot. You're the faggot in your family who's
on Facebook. I am. I'm the faggot in that uses Facebook.
All right.
But Randy keeps me up to date with the goings on of the Buds.
All right, the Buds.
You know, I mean. So I don't know what he was doing here, but all these videos are filmed of the floor, like maybe the band isn't supposed to know he's recording it or something.
All right. So he's sneaking out demos.
Yeah. But we're going to bring them to the pod.
So who do the Buds consist of?
Do you Randy know? And the Buds.
All right. All right.
I have no idea who the Buds are. I don't think I've ever met the Buds.
All right.
Have you met the Buds?
I have no idea, dude.
The last time I saw
Randy was at your house, and that was during one of your book release parties.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's been years.
That was a long time ago. Yeah. All right. Well, let's check this out. This is first time play. Can you play me the Randy bumper before we do this? I mean, come on.
Let me see here.
It's not often we get to play some unreleased Randy and the Buds.
Right. Randy, let's see if I have that.
And I'm sure for all the people on Rumble that are new, they're probably like, "What the fuck is this? This guy better be great."
Yeah, you're gonna be shocked and surprised.
Yeah. Like, who are they talking about?
Right. Do we remember what the Randy bumper is?
Was it for the GNR maybe?
For
the Paradise City. Might be listed as Paradise City.
No, I don't think it is that.
Doesn't, or Randy?
No, I typed in Randy.
Oh, it's not that important.
Yeah, I wanted to play it for you, but I don't even know what that is.
It ain't that important. This music's going to blow you away anyway. So blow you away, bowl you away. What am I, the fucking Rev? Jesus, I'm stumbling tonight. All right, here we go. Here is Randy and the Buds, a demo. Check it out. Neely, that's not grabbing you.
What is that?
That's his tune.
That's a cover, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's, everybody thinks it's all Apologies. It's because they're Nirvana talent one.
All right. Well, that's kind of what I thought was thinking. I thought that was like a cover song.
Well, let's go to a different song. Let's try a different one. I got plenty of them here. Maybe. Randy still got that voice. I love Randy to death, man. Let's try a different one. Oh, this is a 5-minute one. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Like somebody washing dishes. Give too much away now.
Throw some more reverb on there. It'll make it sound much more gooder. More reverb, more gooder.
I think I have another one too. Let's see. Oh no, that's it. That's all. Oh, wait a minute. No, there's more down here. Hold on. There's another good one. Close your eyes, you think it's Guns N' Roses.
Wow.
Sounds fantastic. Liking that, huh?
I can't wait.
Well, here's another one. You want another one?
I you know, there's just never enough.
All right. Let's get some more of this. Amazing.
This should be a Boss Hitbound single.
It's gonna be a platinum album.
Right.
First platinum rock album in years. Rockin' Randy. The Buds. Here's another one.
Rolling.
All right, we're rolling. Good. I cannot wait to hear this stuff mixed and mastered.
I can't wait to get the finished product.
Me either. This is going to be fantastic. Randy and the Buds coming soon.
Right.
They're getting it worked out, man. I love Randy.
Jesus. He never gives up.
He's never given up. I mean, he has been, he's been sounding kind of like that for years.
Yeah.
Decades.
How old is Randy now?
He's got to be 50.
Is he younger than you?
I think he's a little younger than me.
All right.
But he's got to be 50. You know.
Well, at least 50.
Yeah. What's crazy is when I met him, I had short hair and he had the really long hair. Now I've got the long hair and he's got his head shaved.
Yeah, he's got the shaved head going on.
Yeah. But it hasn't stopped him from being a rock star, as you can tell there.
Right.
He's still very much the rock and roller. Rockin' Randy. Rockin' Randy Trask.
Rockin' Randy.
Randy is the best. And he takes it better than anybody.
He wants to be a rock star.
He still does. He's hanging on. But all right, let's move to lesser quality. Let's move to Sebastian Bach.
All right. So
not as good as the Buds, but
right, of course.
But not bad. So Sebastian, as we were saying before, he's always been a douche, or seemed right. like a douche. I don't know him. I've interviewed him a few times. He was nice, but he was still kind of...
Well, I can't say that he's ever been not nice to me, but he's just... Yeah.
He's not the kind of person you want to hang out with.
No, not really, no.
Where a lot of these rock stars, you kind of, you know, somewhere in your head, you think, yeah, I wouldn't mind hanging out with that guy and having a beer with him and talking some music. He just doesn't seem like that guy.
Sure.
But as we've said, I'll be damned if he doesn't fucking keep putting out great songs.
Well, he's a good performer mm-hmm. and puts out great albums.
Yeah.
Solid albums. But he's the adolescent 14-year-old who bangs this 23-year-old on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
In his bedroom, yeah. rocking out the Black Sabbath albums.
Yeah.
You know, and pretending he stands in front of the mirror with a hairbrush.
Right.
And raises the devil horns and is banging his head in his bedroom. Mm-hmm. At 50.
Whatever he is, 58.
I think he's like 58 years old now.
Yeah.
You know, so he's forever young. As Rod Stewart would sing, yeah.
Right. Well.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, everybody appreciates youth gone wild. but he, for whatever reason, it's become ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a parody.
Yeah, he's a meme of himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, this isn't going to change that, but the song is quite good.
Well, so. again, if you look at the license plate on that old car,
mm-hmm.
he's the child within the man.
Yeah, well, yeah, he is. It's a good name for him. Good name for his album because it does represent him well. But he kicks ass, so let's check this out. This is a brand new single, came out like 2 days ago. It's called Hold On to the Dream.
All right.
In my mind. We were meant to be.
pretty good, man.
Yeah. I mean, his voice sounds good. You know, he kind of has the throwback early Skid Row sound.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, again, he recently, he sounded a little bit rough. I'm sure there's a little bit of studio magic there.
I'm sure.
To smooth out the vocal and not be so gruff, mm-hmm. as it were, to give him a little more smoother high range.
Right.
But as far as like production is concerned and stuff, sounds like a great song.
Yeah. It's three, you know, for three.
Yeah.
For everybody but Jackal, who of course says, time to retire, Bach.
Stop it.
This coming from a guy that still worships Deep Purple. They're fucking 90 and they stink now.
Well, again, I will not fault Sebastian for any of his material that he's put out as a solo artist.
Mm-mm.
Since his departure from Skid Row in what, 96? I think it was
something like that.
So, you know, he's been on his own for close to 30 years.
Yeah.
And he's put out close to 10 albums, I think.
I don't think it's that many.
It's quite a few, though.
Let's see. There's Bring 'Em Bach Alive. There, I'll just look it up.
It's been at least six, right?
I don't even know if it's that. I think it's like four, but I could be wrong. Sebastian Bach, musician. And I don't want the fucking composer either. Let's see. Solo records. Films. Where's this discography? Five.
Five. All right.
Bring 'Em Bach Alive, Angel Down, Kicking and Screaming, Give 'Em Hell, and now the new one, Child Within the Man.
All right. So five.
Yeah.
Which is more than he did with Skid Row.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He did what? Three. An EP?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've
all been pretty quality records.
Yeah, they're all fun. I mean, they're all what you'd expect. They're Skid Row-esque. How much do you think that the reason he's doing this record now and maybe put a little oomph on it is because the Grandwall record was good? Yeah,
the Grandwall record was very good.
Was good and well received.
It was. Again, it's the whole challenge of, oh well, it's the upsmanship, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's go back to, since we've been talking Zeppelin a little bit tonight.
Yeah.
So Jimmy Page teamed up with David Coverdale to do mm-hmm. the Coverdale Page record.
Yeah.
Which I had David Coverdale on the CMS when I was still on WSTV. He did an interview with me live, actually, which was surprising.
Sure.
And I asked him specifically about how the Coverdale Page record may have influenced Robert Plant to team up with Jimmy Page again to do the Coverdale or the Page thing. Plant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He says, I'm glad that happened. He said, I hope I took a broomstick and shoved it up Robert's ass. That's what he said on the show.
Right.
You know, I don't know if I have that interview on tape or not, but I just remember that. He says, well, I hope it did. Because prior to the Coverdale Page release, Robert Plant was not considering working with Jimmy Page again.
Right.
But then the Coverdale Page release was so well received. It was just like, holy shit, this guy's stealing my shtick.
Yeah. He's taking my money.
Yeah. And so they did that whole Page Plant thing and released the live thing that Page Plant unleaded. And they did that abysmal walking into Clarksdale thing.
Yeah, that was bad.
You know, which was just like, that's the best you guys can do? Jesus Christ, really? Walking into Clarksdale?
Yeah, that was bad.
But, and that was the end of it. But regardless of that, getting back to your point about the whole Gronwell well-received Skid Row release, sometimes a little competition is a good thing. It kind of like, you know, I got to kind of step it up a little bit and I have to perform.
Yeah.
You know, the fans kind of are expecting or wanting something that's on par. And so I need to give that to them. And in my opinion, at least from what I've heard from the Bach thing, which I've heard, I think maybe three songs.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah. I was going to say, I like it. I'm like,
yeah, sounds damn good.
I think it comes out in a week or two. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole thing.
Sure. So I can't fault Bach for his craftsmanship or ability to perform or sing or put out records or whatever the case may be. On a personal level, douchey guy. Does he do well as a performer or putting out music? I dig it.
Yeah, me too. I totally dig it.
So that's all I could say about that. I mean, I've interacted with Sebastian on 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 occasions.
Okay.
And I can't say that he's ever been douchey to me personally, but yeah, what I've seen as a presentation on the interwebs and all that shit, he comes off dicky. He's just like douchey.
Yeah, he always does, man. It's the weirdest goddamn thing. You would think at some point he would, especially a guy like that, that you could tell reads every comment and, you know, is up social media's ass and everything else. You would think that guy would learn from seeing what people say about him. And I'm not saying he should, you know, adjust himself if that's what he, if that's not what he feels, but dude, you know, have some respect for yourself. Cause people want, Sebastian's weird in that people really want to like Sebastian Bach.
Right. Right.
You know I do. I want to like Sebastian Bach because I'm an absolute fan, whether it was Skid Row or solo. And, you know, I've talked about it before. He was fucking awesome on the Trailer Park Boys. I will say on that show, he came off pretty damn good.
All right.
And he wasn't in just like one episode either. He had an arc of like a whole season where he was the dope dealer that they were trying to get dope to from Canada to the United States. He was sort of playing himself, but it was really, really fun. So I want to like him, but man, he just comes off like a douche. But speaking of guys that come off like a douche.
All right.
Since we're talking about Sebastian Bach.
This is a segue. The segue into this.
Let's go to the other side of the Skid Row singer camp. Eric Gronwall is back with a new song. I Will Always Love You. I believe that is by Whitney Houston.
This is a cover.
A cover.
All right. Well, we did Eric Gronwell doing cover before, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was doing like Mariah Carey or something before. Yeah,
well, again, so is Eric's exodus from Skid Row really about his health, or is this just sort of a calculated play to promote his book, or he just was disillusioned with his tenure with Skid Row, or it just wasn't his cup of tea, or what do you think?
I don't want to. I think part of it is his health.
All right, I
remember when he signed, we talked about. You remember when he first joined Skid Row and we saw that big long list of tour dates? We were like, there's no way is this guy going to be able to do that.
Sure.
We said that day one. I mean, people go back in the archives and look up when he joined the band. Look at our show that week.
Right.
We quite literally said he wasn't big enough. Like he was so skinny and so, you know,
frail,
emaciated from the leukemia treatment.
Yeah, the frail. He's frail. It's just like, do you have the stamina to actually
do this?
All these dates?
And clearly he didn't, because they canceled dates several different times. And then, so I think the health is some of it. I think it probably also wasn't what he expected, or maybe he thought he was going to be bigger than, you know, part of it was, as far as I know, is he said that Skid Row was always his favorite band. So, you know, there was that part of, well, I'm joining my favorite band ever, until you join your favorite band ever and you realize it ain't fucking 1989 anymore.
Yeah, it's not expensive hotels and room service and this, that, and the other. And this goes back to what we said at the beginning of the show with, you know, doing broadcast radio these days. You don't have a publicist and you don't have an A&R guy and you don't have a marketing division.
Yeah.
You're that guy. You have to do everything.
Yeah. And rolling up into a shitty casino and somewhere near Utica is not the fucking, is not the glamour life.
Yeah. Gary, Indiana.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not, that's not the picture that he probably had of being in Skid Row.
Or being a quote unquote, a rock star.
Yeah. And again, I don't know. I mean, he's super talented, but
he's a great vocalist.
Yeah. Why he's doing these covers, I'll never understand, though. I don't know what he's doing here, but here he is doing I Will Always Love You. I believe it is a Whitney Houston cover. I don't know the song real well, but check it out.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And I
can sing, but what is the point of this?
Is there any money in this? That, see, I don't know this. I'm asking the question because I really don't know.
Well, it's somebody else's music, so he won't be able to get like YouTube view money. You know, that'll be copyright striked or all day long.
Right.
They won't let him monetize it.
Is there any way of making any kind of income from this? I really don't know, because the music, and again, you're way more involved with it than I am with your whole royal
artist
thing that you're doing with Johnny and all that stuff, but I don't get it.
I mean, could he make some money?
Oh, I'm sure there's something to be gained from this.
Yeah, I mean, he can release it officially on Spotify or whatever, and he'll get his performance royalty. He'll get zero for the writing. He'll get performance royalty, but let's be honest. How many people are going to go to Spotify to listen to Eric Grunwald sing a fucking Whitney Houston song? 5,000?
Again, I don't know.
5,000 would equal about $10. That's just not, I mean, that's not worth it. I mean, look, he visited John Astronomy's house to shoot this video with the fog machine and the, you know, and the space lighting and stuff. You know, I mean, he probably spent more money than he'll make on this song.
Right.
Just to do this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's more than a garage, I would think.
I think it's kind of funny. Rock singer performs I Will Always Love You.
Is he trying to establish himself as not a metal guy now?
I guess.
Rock guy?
He's a rock singer.
Yeah. I just saw this. I was like, what in the fuck is he doing?
Right.
If he's sick, disappear and get healthy and then reemerge with a band. If he's not sick, again, disappear for a little while and reemerge with a band.
Right.
Just, this is not going to help him. I don't see any way this could help him. Do you?
Unless he just looks at it as a challenge. Like, I always wanted to do that. You know,
just for
again,
fun.
For whatever reason. I don't know whether it's just for, you know, because I can, or I just kind of want to or whatever, but okay. Have at it. Amazing.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
I make a John Astronomy joke and John Colostomy joins the
right.
chat.
John Colostomy. It's hysterical.
That's pretty good. Holy smokes. Yeah, so I don't know what he's doing here. But yeah, that's the, I guess Sebastian wins in song to song video of the week, huh?
That's amazing.
But it was amazing. An amazing, amazing opportunity. When I say amazing, it's going to be amazing.
I love that title. I think it's amazing.
It's such an amazing song.
Lucy Lawless is amazing.
Just amazing. Amazing dude.
Amazing. That's amazing. Amazing.
Which is an amazing magazine. I'm sure it sounds amazing. And we're going to get into it. Amazing interview. JD is an amazing bass player. You guys are amazing.
Amazing, man. Crazy amazing, man. Amazing players.
Thank you, boys.
Everything's amazing.
That segment was amazing. That clip. Sadly, that was probably from one episode of their show.
That thing was amazing. Eric Gronwell is amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing, all right.
He's amazing.
Not sure if it's amazingly good or bad, but he's amazing.
All right. Well, good on him. But again, who knows? How old is Eric?
No idea.
Is he a younger guy? Is he like in his 30s or?
He is. That's his Facebook. Does he not even get a wiki page? Wiki. There we go. He is 36.
All right. So he's in his mid 30s.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he had an opportunity to play with a legacy band, Skid Row. Now he's out.
Yeah.
By his choosing and wrote a book.
And singing Whitney Houston covers.
All right. Well, again, I don't know much about this guy. Did you interview him?
Rachel.
Oh, okay. So, and he came in his band.
I think we both interviewed him though at, Melodic Rock Fest. I think he was at Heat, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm pretty sure we both met him anyway.
Well, we didn't know at the time, though, obviously.
No, he was just the guy from Heat.
Yeah, Heat. So what's next for Eric Gronwell? Is there any indication about that?
Maybe he's going to do a Whitney Houston cover band. I have no idea. I have no idea what he's going to do.
All right.
You know, I doubt he's going to go back to Heat because they've replaced him and they're still doing pretty well. So I don't think he's going back to that.
So what's with your girl, Lizzie Hale from, obviously she played several shows with Skid Row.
She's going to play those four and she said she might do a few more, but she ain't joining Skid Row.
No, I'm not saying that, but again, this is, Skid Row just, do you think Skid Row should just call it a day unless they can do a reunion with Sebastian and do,
no,
call it a day, or what do you think they should do?
Dude, they're, even with 15 different singers, they're still better than half of the bands from their era.
All right.
So, live.
So do they find another guy?
Yeah, of course. They're going to absolutely find another guy.
Okay.
Because it ain't going to be Sebastian.
Well, like I said, should they make amends with Sebastian, go out and do a tour and call it a day, or do they find a new guy and just continue on?
They find a new guy and continue on.
All right, fair enough. All right.
I think this is the guy, if I'm not mistaken. Is this
the... Oh, there's already a
no,
guy.
No, no, I'm making an assumption. I'm making an assumption. I think this is the one. This guy's actually, this, he's young, but he's also Asian, so they could get that whole Journey vibe going.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get the Pinella guy going on.
Yeah, this guy could be.
Is he fronting Animal?
This guy could be fronting. He could be fronting Skid Row. I think he's not bad. Check out.
Yeah, that's Arnell.
It's Arnell Panetta's brother.
Yeah, it's Arnell. Look at him.
Check out, he's pretty good though. Ricky was a young boy. He had a heart of stone. Midnight to five and working. Ricky got through the phone. He's barely out of school. Came from the edge of town. But like the switchblade, so no one could take him down. No, he had nobody. No good at home. What the streets a soldier had. He fought the world alone. And now it's living life, you got it. 18 in love, you know. Your crime is time. And it's 18 in love to go. 18 in life, you got it. 18 in love, you know. Your crime is time. And it's 18 in love to go. See, that guy could do it.
Yeah, it's Arnell Bach.
Yeah, why not? Bring him on. Bring him on. Sebastian Panetta, ready to go.
So goddamn funny.
They should. I mean, he's not bad. I mean, stop it, dude, bro. He needs to lose the belly. Shut up.
No, he does. He's a little thick.
Just stop it to both of you. He eats a lot of rice.
He's a little thick, but yeah, he's Arnell Bach.
Yeah. That guy, I think that guy could do the gig, honestly.
He's Sebastian Panetta, as you said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bring him in.
All right, fair enough.
Wouldn't be any worse.
I agree.
That guy's better than Johnny Solinger ever was.
He needs to dye his hair blonde.
Dye his hair blonde, drop 20 pounds.
Right.
Throw him into Planet Fitness, he'll be fine.
just don't walk in front of his workout video.
That's right. Be cautious of when he goes into which bathroom he goes into. Exactly. Apparently at Planet Fitness, but
exactly.
Yeah, not bad. I could see them going this route with some karaoke guy.
Sure.
Because it won't cost him anything. I mean, what would it cost to get this kid out of his palatial studio that he's in here?
Yeah, he'll be glad to make a, you know, 15 shekels a show.
That's what I'm saying. Probably pay him with a cheeseburger and $50.
Right.
Be thrilled.
It's a cheeseburger in paradise for this guy.
That's right.
All right. I say we take a break. Let's wrap up the show.
All right.
So I'll let you pick a tune. What do you want to hear?
How about if we go with, since we just showed that fine Asian gentleman, how about if we go with Loudness?
Roudness?
Roudness with the song Pharaoh from the album Terror.
No hand job.
No hand job. You can play hand job if you want. I don't care.
So Loudness with what?
Pharaoh.
P-H.
A-R-O-A-H.
A-R. Oh, there it is. It's the remastered version.
Ooh. That means right. It's better.
It's the leadoff track from their Terror release from 2014.
Well, it's a good record.
Look at you with that callback memory.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you don't think I have a list here?
Yeah, look. Just impressive.
No, always I keep
impressive with your music knowledge.
Dude, I quite literally keep this list open on my desktop, and every time I hear something on Spotify or YouTube Music that I like, I just kind of write it down.
All right, we're going to play a few tunes. We're going to come back, wrap up the show. So here it is. It's Roudness from their Terror release from 2014. And this is Pharaoh exclusively here
on your Classic Metal Show.
Did you miss the live version of the Classic Metal Show this week? Well, don't worry. Catch full replays of the Classic Metal Show every Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to noon Eastern. Video replay airs on CMS TV at www.cmstv.net, while the audio version can be heard on CMS Uncensored, which is available at www.cmsradio.net. Now is the time to catch up with this week's show, as the Classic Metal Show is available daily from 7 p.m. to noon Eastern. Hail and kill.